Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew. This is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. Coming to you a couple weeks later than we were going to do. Here's what happens, Andrew. Sometimes KU loses, and sometimes we don't want to do a podcast. Am I right?
Well, that's true. So you'll notice long gaps between the tournament and when we actually do the next podcast, which sometimes it's months, Kevin. Sometimes it's not. This case, last Sunday, we were busy because we did go to the game.
We went to the game.
And it was a little more difficult getting it all straightened out. There were opportunities to do it last week. Those opportunities were not seized. So here
That's
we
a good
are.
Way to put it.
Here we are a week later. A lot has happened in these 2 weeks since we've last spoken to our listeners. It's not all been great.
No, it hasn't, Andrew. It hasn't been great at all. But we got a win last night.
We got a win. We Nebraska. Got a great win. And I don't care if Nebraska is good or if Nebraska is bad. You can say, oh, it's Nebraska. They're terrible. Oh, but, you know, oh, they're kind of good because they beat Minnesota, blah, blah, blah. You can make that argument. But it doesn't matter. I don't care if they're good or bad. We needed to get a win.
Yeah, we did.
We needed a notch because we had not had one of those in a while.
Listen, we don't really have a great rundown for this episode. We're going to talk about some storylines. We're going to talk about the games a little bit, but not really specifically, because no one really wants to think about Arizona State anymore. Like, we don't want to think about Arizona State anymore. We've assumed you don't want to think about Arizona State. We're going to talk kind of big picture. We'll talk about Billy and Silvio and talk about some upcoming games, but let's just talk kind of big picture right now. And about that Nebraska game, Andrew, I actually think that was the best case scenario, what happened last night. Absolute best case scenario. Because Nebraska actually had a decent, you know, like home court thing going. They introduced a football coach. It was sold out. They said it was the biggest non-con game they've ever had in that building, which is probably true. And it was rocking, right? It was a big game for them. So we had that going against us because this team has never played an away game yet, a true road game. And Nebraska played great. They actually played really good. Like they were shooting a lot of long twos and shooting jumpers, and they were making them and playing pretty good defense. The 1-3-1 kind of tricked us up. Like they were playing really well. They probably played as good of a game as they could play. They shot and made more threes than we did. You know, they made us look bad in some cases, but Andrew, we still won the game somehow. We still won the game. Right. And we didn't even play that well. I mean, some of our guys didn't play. And obviously Doak was a monster, and finally we got him going, and obviously Graham played well, but Sfee played like crap. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Sfee played like crap until the last shot of that game, maybe a couple of possessions toward the end. And Vic played okay, but you know, Malik was nowhere. We weren't playing that well. But we played good defense. I mean, they were making shots. Like, we played good defense. We grinded out a win, and we escaped. Like, if we'd have won by 25 points, people would have been like, oh, KU's back. It's all good. No worries. But we, like, grinded and got us a close win, and I think that's exactly what we needed.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. But, yes, I think early on in December, maybe even early January, the best-case scenario for any KU game is for us to get a win, but give Bill Self an excuse to yell at them for 5 days in a row. Anytime we're resting on our laurels, I think that's when we kind of get caught up and not recognize what we really need to do. And that's maybe why we kind of got, stuck in the mud this past couple games, is because we were blowing everybody out by 40, thought we were invincible. But now Bill Self's able to yell at them, even though we got a win. So at the end of the day, I'm going to take that win. There's still a lot going on with this team that's just not quite there yet. And there's a lot to unpack. I think Doak's coming into his own. Do you agree?
Yeah. It sounded like after the game, I think Self said something like, he's not going to be sending me any Christmas presents this year. I think he's been on him quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. And the one thing that was good to see, Andrew, is that he was getting the ball. Like, there's a lot of times he actually does have position, but we just shoot a three. You know what I mean? And they obviously made a very strong effort, and Self, I'm sure, knocked it into everybody's head to get the ball inside. And he was just, it was like kid's play. It was child's play. He was able to do whatever he wanted in there. He's going to be able to do that a lot.
Right. And I think he's always known he's big, but I think he's just realizing from this standpoint, from an NCAA Division I standpoint, that, yeah, he's still bigger than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do a lot just with his size. And I think he's just now really figuring that out, that if he can get even just a little bit of positioning, get some guy on his hip, like, he's going to be able to dunk. And that's kind of coming along. And I think that we need to be that team that kind of runs through him, not necessarily a three-pointing team all the time. Because we've seen that, you know, sometimes those shots fall, sometimes they don't. And so as good as Doak has been playing and getting better, let's talk about Malik Newman.
Oof.
Malik's taken a dive off a cliff.
Man,
he hasn't gotten better. He's gotten worse.
I don't know what to do about Malik. He played okay defense. He had several rebounds. I mean, he was still helping, I think. But, man, I think I was wrong about Malik. Yeah.
He just disappears. And sometimes he gets some open shots, and I like it when he takes those open threes, and he should take them all the time. But when he's not doing that, he's not doing anything else.
He isn't. And we thought he was be able to get to the rim a little bit more. That's the one thing that I've been really disappointed with, is we don't have the guy that can just get to the rim. And I thought that was going to be him. I mean, I really did. I thought he was going to. But, man, I think that skill set might have been a little overrated. He's not doing it. And, he's not really impacting the game on the offensive side near what we thought. I mean, people were saying he was going to lead the team in scoring. I think we even talked about it, as he was an option to do that. But, man, he ain't even close right now. I think that he's still got better basketball ahead of him, I think. I mean, guy's a five-star recruit. He was insane over in Italy, and he was looking really good, and, man, I don't see it at all right now. But hopefully we get him going, because that's just another guy. If you think about it, Andrew, like, he's not even playing well, and you know, obviously Vic and Svi and others can pick it up, but, like, if he's playing well too, you know, it brings another element to this team, and he's just not doing it right now.
Okay, I've got a couple thoughts. Before I get into that, I want to talk about Svi. And I've kind of been batting this around in my head, and I talked with Statboy about this too. And it's this: if Svi plays well, we play really well. If Svi doesn't play well, we look like we're going to lose the game. We might lose games. Like, so this team, and correct me if I'm wrong, but just I'm throwing this theory out there. A lot of it has to do with Devontae. We haven't even said Devontae's name today. But if Svi doesn't play well, we're going to struggle to win games. Thoughts?
Vic has been really good, and Malik is not. Like, if Vic is playing well and Devontae's playing well and Malik is giving you something, like, I think we can be fine without Svi scoring 18 off, you know, making four threes. He hasn't looked good at all in the last few games. And so small sample size, statistically significant, I don't know, but he's obviously slumping, and we lost those games. So, I don't know. I mean, I think we could survive it. I think that the sample size is really small, but especially if we get Doak going and others going, I mean, Svi is a part of this team, but I wouldn't think he would be like the key or that would cause us to lose if he's not playing well.
But if you go back through, I mean, maybe we'll just keep an eye on it. I'm not saying that this is a proven theory, but if you go back through and see games that he's played well, the team's played well. The games that he's been terrible, we've looked terrible. So just something to keep an eye out.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think the one secret weapon we have here, and it's something that we haven't had to maybe recognize.
Are you going to say Sam Cunliffe?
Utilize?
Are you going to say Sam Cunliffe?
I want to talk about Sam I Am in a second. But and this goes back to, and this, let's talk about the secret weapon just real quick. We got a copy of Jason King and CJ Moore's book, Beyond the Streak, right?
Yep.
And I'm thumbing through. I haven't got through the whole thing yet, But if you, this is a great Christmas gift. I'm not just saying that. We're not getting paid by them. This is a great Christmas gift for any KU fan.
It is really good.
Especially if you've been paid any attention in the last 13 years. But it goes through it year by year. So it starts with year one of the streak, year two of the streak, and kind of walks it through, you know, thoughts about certain things that happened in certain games. And I think this was especially true early on in this Bill Self era, is that those teams, especially those younger teams, you know, that first year of Mario Chalmers and Brandon Rush and Julian Wright and teams in that first several years and, you know, even beyond that. Teams that didn't quite have an identity really changed and really got better over Christmas break.
Oh, the Christmas break.
Remember, we used to always talk about that.
We did.
And I think we've been so good recently that we haven't had to use that, or that hasn't been as evident, because that the teams have been, on track.
Secret weapon.
So whatever Bill Self did in 06, 07, 08, 09, those years, and like even if you think about it, you know, after that Davidson loss, that 11-12 team went on to go to the national championship game. I think that was the same year. In any case, those teams ended up being good, but they really improved in that late December pre-Big 12 time when they had a lot of time to spend on the court. They put some new things in, put some new defenses in, implemented the entire offense, figured out what they were. You know, are they a 3-point shooting team, or are they inside out team, outside in team? Is this high low really working for us anymore? Are we going to do something else? And so I think this is really a self reflection time, and maybe these losses came at the best time because they can really adjust after this.
I like that take, Andrew. I think you're right. I think this team is. It's not a young team, but like
no, it's not.
As Self would call it, it's still kind of it feels like a young team because a lot of the guys that are playing significant minutes haven't been involved in games like that down to the wire. You know what I mean? Like Udoka, for instance, like it feels like he's been here a while, but you know, he obviously only played a few games last year and you know, Speed's been around a little bit and obviously Graham has, but you know, Malik hasn't played, not with us, and you know, Vic played not a lot of minutes last year and certainly didn't the year before that. And so I don't know. It just seems like we've got guys now that, and obviously Mitch isn't playing anything like that. And we've got guys that have not necessarily seen the big moment, seen the big game. And this is, I agree with you. The point of it coming together hopefully is around Christmas break. We have a few of those things. We've got the players only meeting. I hope we didn't waste one on this 2-game losing streak because we need to save that. Like that's after a loss to TCU. Like right. That's the one where you're like, okay guys, we got to get, that's like the 10-point loss to TCU. We're like, oh man, like we got to really rally and get this together, boys. Like
Oklahoma State. Right, it's always an Oklahoma State loss.
That's true. Like that. Yeah, there you go. But whatever it is, like we have to save that. Like, I hope they didn't use that up. But because we've got Christmas break coming up and that's that's when we get better. Right. So I like that take. It's talking about Sfi, Andrew. I got roasted on Twitter last night. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't. I know nothing about.
I got roasted. So I jokingly, a little tongue in cheek, put a tweet out there that said something. And this was like 2 or 3 minutes left in the game. It was right after Sfi missed Udoka. You might remember this play. Udoka had an absolutely perfect screen, had his man screened back. He had easy 2 points. If Sfi feeds him, it's a wide open lane to get it to him. And instead, Sfi launches a terrible three and just clanks it. And I was mad. And so I tweeted out something like, I wish Sam I Am would have had Svi's minutes tonight.
Ooh, scorcher. Oh.
Tonight, just tonight. Yeah, well, not like okay, all well, the time. Not I, like all the
I
time.
I get what you said that, but you should have got roasted for that.
Well, okay. So the point was.
Well, I mean, just judging from everything that happened afterwards.
So that's right. So the point was, like, literally right after that tweet.
If I would have seen that, I would have roasted you too.
Right after that tweet, he made a good play. I can't remember what it was. And then he had a nice assist. And then obviously, like, you know, 5 minutes later, made the game-winning three. And And so I just got me just absolutely destroyed, right? But the point was, and this is what I said afterwards, I was like, listen, I will own that. I deserve, you know, to get roasted on that. However, it's like you're playing golf, Andrew, and you hit a crappy shot in the trees, and you're like, you know, hit another crappy shot, and you hit another crappy shot, and somehow you get it on the green and you make a 60-foot par putt. Like, you hit a whole bunch of shitty shots. But like you saved yourself with a long par putt. And right. Like that's what Svi did. Like Svi played like dog shit for most of that game. Like anyone who was watching that game would have thought Svi was not playing well. And then, you know, he saved it, saved the game at the end. So he made that long par putt.
Let's get to the other side of that. The other side of that is that instead of Svi being in the game, you wanted
That was the joking part. That was the sort of tongue in cheek part. But
okay,
listen, Sam played 2 minutes. He didn't hurt the team.
Accumulated no stats, right? Did nothing.
He had a 2 trillion. Literally,
that's
a two,
what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
2 trillion. He passed the ball well. He seemed athletic as he moved around the court.
Okay, I am excited to see what Sam Cunliffe does. I don't know much about him, like what he's going to end up doing or if he's going to play a role on this team at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's another body. We don't have to play Clay Young at the five as much.
I mean, maybe. I don't think Sam's playing the five anytime soon.
Who would you rather have with the five? Sam or
I don't think he
Clay
knows
Young.
How to play it. Like, I'm sure there are literally sets that he has not played the five. I mean, at least Clay on a scout team or something has done that. Like, there's no way Sam is playing the five.
In any case, more minutes to go around, especially this time of year going into Big 12, is good.
I agree.
And he's at least a capable player. He's a top 50 player, athletic. I mean, he's not going to come in here and be the savior, but
I've heard some people thinking that. That's why it's crazy. And like, he's going to play 15 minutes a game. I'm like, the hell he's going to play 15 minutes a game? He's going to play five, maybe. I mean, right? I mean, is he going to play more than Marcus Garrett?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think Marcus Garrett's proved himself, not offensively, but he's proven himself defensively. And if you can play defense, Bill Self's going to put you into a basketball game.
Yeah. Well, maybe Sam can play defense. We'll see. I'm not buying much into it, but I got absolutely destroyed for that tweet, which is kind of funny.
Well, I get why you said it, but you deserve to get destroyed for it. And you just got to take that lump.
I did. I took the lump. Yep. And you know what? I might even take some credit for him making that shot because it was me calling him out, and he heard it on Twitter. You know, someone yelled it out.
Yeah,
to
it's
him.
All you.
Jayhawk talk.
Yeah, just take that credit.
Is talking shit, Svi. You better take that to heart.
Go ahead and take that win. Take that win for you.
Andrew, let's
talk about the Cavalry.
Wait. Real quick. We were 100% from the free throw line last night.
Which is insane. We need to get to the line more.
Do you know
because
how many,
we're the worst in the Big 12.
Do you know how many free throws we
in the country? Not very many.
Take a guess.
Eight.
Eight, exactly. Guess who shot them?
Devontae had two?
Four.
I don't know. What was
Devontae
it?
Had four. Guess who? And the other person had four. Guess who the other person was? Mitch. Mitch made all four.
Oh, that's right. Mitch did. That's right. Mitch did.
Four for that's four right. for Mitch.
We have Devontae to get to the
made
line.
Four.
Yeah. We have to get to the line more. Like, that's. They're easy buckets. We need to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
I 100%.
Okay,
like,
sorry.
Remember when we used to say, we need to shoot more threes. We need to shoot more threes. And this is, you know, several years ago. We've said it on this podcast. Free the three was a big thing, you know? Hashtag free the three. Let's put the three back in jail for a little bit. Let's not free it. Let's get to the bucket. Drive like we used to.
I just don't know if we have that. I don't know if we have that in us.
We need to find that balance. We need to find that balance.
I hope we have it in us, but I don't think we have it in us.
All right. I want to talk about the Cavalry, and maybe they're coming. I don't know if they're coming. We're talking about Billy Preston and Silvio D'Souza. Bill Self said in a recent comment, we could get deep in a hurry. The operative word there is could.
Yeah.
Not will. Could. Okay, so Silvio D'Souza got his ACT back. I think it was a decent score. It was a good score, enough to play, right?
I have no idea. I want to live in a world where
there was some kind of hesitation with it. So I don't know.
I want to live in a world where he got like a 35 in his ACT and we're all just sitting around like, what are we doing here? Like, let him in. But no, he, this is again, very much per Twitter. So, you know, whatever that means, but I saw somewhere, I can't remember who it was, said something about how the test score came back and it was good enough.
Yeah. Which I don't love that good enough. I want them to just like, it was awesome. It was a great score. Even if it's like on the line,
he got an A, he got an A on his SAT. The issue is, I think, there's a lot of other hoops here because there's some, we're not just dealing with, his current school. We're dealing with like schools back
in schools. Yeah. Cause he's at IMG, right? So he's obviously transferred. So. Yeah.
He's at one of the academies. I can't remember which one, but anyway, it doesn't matter. He's been all over the place. And so they're dealing with that. Self did say something like it could figure out in 7 to 10 days. And that was like 3 or 4 days ago. So we might know something this week. I hope we do. It would be great to have him on the team. I don't think he won't be as big of a get as like Billy would, because Billy knows the offense. He's been playing with him. He could step in. He can actually play and know what's going on. I don't think Silvio's been, looking at the playbook. And I mean, maybe he has, but whatever that means, he still hasn't been playing with the team. So he might be able to get in and run around and get some rebounds and you know, play some defense and, you know, play a garbage man, which would be great. Cause that's better than what we'd be getting from some other folks on the bench. So I hope we get him. It'd be great. Preston's the one I'd love to get though. So, on that issue, what I heard this week was that, it still hasn't gone to the NCAA yet. It's still internal.
What?
I know. And I don't know what that means. I mean, that, like, it's total speculation here, and I'm sure it's wrong, but this total speculation is they're trying to figure out the value of whatever it was he had, right? Because you have to pay it back, right? That we've seen this before with other impermissible benefits where they paid it back and then they set a number of games, right? I have a feeling it's probably difficult to figure out the value of driving someone else's car for however long it was. So anyway, I don't know. But that still has not gone to the NCAA. Now, I have a feeling that they've been courting and working with the NCAA very closely on this from the beginning. Like, I'm sure it's sort of a dual track thing. Like, you wouldn't think that they would just sit around and keep it all internal and not tell the NCAA and be like, listen, NCAA, we'll get you information when we're ready. You know what I mean? I'm sure they've been trying to keep it close, right? Because obviously you'd want them to have an idea of what's going on so they can review it faster rather than dropping everything on it and say, you know, here it is, yeah, with a bow.
I hope you're right. I mean, that's a pretty rosy outlook to say like that these people are, you know, totally on top of it. And you'd think they would be. I just don't know that they are.
I don't know
that's either. How it works. I hope so.
I hope so.
You know, if we want to open up the rumor mill.
Let's do it.
Slide open that door.
Yep.
Slide open that door. We're going to step in here for a second. from time to time, we get text messages that state specific things. This goes back to like, oh yeah, it was a Ferrari or it was a Charger.
Lambo.
Or Charger. And here's the Charger. You know, we get these random text messages.
Panda.
So we get a text yesterday from someone who will remain nameless.
Yep.
Indicating that they had spoken with someone at the NCAA, which, you know,
maybe
believe that if you will.
Maybe.
I don't know.
There's an NCAA office in Kansas City.
There used to be. I don't know. I don't even know where this was.
Listen, I don't even know. There may not be.
We don't even know where this was. So anyway, that person heard that the NCAA may not be having such a rosy outlook as Bill Self would have you believe.
On this now, issue.
But also, if you believe that this conversation, you would also believe that the NCAA would have knows about it. So yeah, there has been some communication. So read into that what you will. Anyway, that's us in the rumor mill responding or getting random text messages. These are not from like nobodies. These aren't just like random people.
Not
these
just
are,
randoms.
Are
they're
people
random
that
text
we do.
Messages. Not random.
They're
people.
Random text messages. They're random people. So we do put a lot of some stock into those.
a little bit.
the guy who did that probably knows who we're talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway,
there you go.
That's just a little cold water worth throwing on that spicy fire of maybe he'll be back next week. But I don't know. I don't know. Let's temper our expectations on Billy Preston.
Santa baby, slip a Billy under the tree for KU. That song's been in my head. Sorry. All right.
So let's go to the upcoming games. Let's put the past behind us. These games are over. This Nebraska close win is over. The Washington game is over. I don't know how to say the word Washington ever again. Arizona State game is over. We've got a bright future ahead of us because we've got the Christmas break miracle, Christmas break secret weapon, not miracle, secret weapon that we're going to have to bust out.
And we've got the Omaha game.
Which is tomorrow. We're recording this on a Sunday night. So tomorrow evening, Monday evening, we play Nebraska Omaha.
And they suck.
Yeah. So that's good. We need one of those. Like, this is the perfect time to play in Nebraska, Omaha. They're 2-10. We're not going to get into like, oh yeah, they've got a guy who gets 12 rebounds a game, and that's 51st in the nation. No, we don't care. Don't care. They're 2-10. Then we play at Stanford.
Kind of. It's in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's a semi away.
California.
I think they call it a semi away on KenPom, or they should. So it's in Sacramento. It's a late game. Let's just talk about Jared Haas for a second. Jared Haas for a second. Ooh,
Jared. My God.
He is the coach of Stanford now.
Floor burns.
We love Jared Haas.
I do love Jared Haas.
Love Jared Haas. Floor burns. We could use a Jared Haas on this team.
Oh, man. Yeah. We do have one. His name's Mitch Lightfoot.
Oh, I was going to ask you the question. Like, whose game? Who's, like, Hustle? Who's Moxie most resembles Jared Haas on the current team?
Mitch tries so hard. Like, I want to say it's Mitch.
All right, I'll give you that.
I don't know. Jared is also really good at basketball, so I'm not sure Mitch quite.
What are you saying?
Listen, we're just talking about floor burns, right? Like, the guy that's, like, taking charges and hustling down the court and getting, like, that random block. And, like, that's Mitch, right? Mitch is doing that. Jared made up for, you know, lack of athletic ability with just crazy floor burns. And, you know, Mitch is doing that a little bit.
Yeah, and Mitch is a sophomore. I mean, I don't think Jared really – well, he played a lot.
But he played a lot. He was good. He was actually really good.
Just to talk about his Stanford team, they are 116th in KenPom with a 5-6 record. So they didn't get a – haven't started off great, but they are a random Pac-12 team that suddenly we suck against. They have a couple veterans on the team that are a little banged up. They have losses to Eastern Washington.
You said we weren't going to say Washington anymore.
Eastern W word.
There you go.
And the beach, Long Beach State, and Portland State. Ooh, Portland State is a bad loss.
Yeah.
So after that game, the Big 12 season starts. We play Texas.
Yeah. And that's the following Friday. So we've got some time, you know,
to work
whatever.
That secret weapon.
Exactly right. That's where I was going with that. Andrew, what are you expecting this week? Like, what's your expectations for, I'm not even worried about the Omaha game, but I don't know. What do you want to see this week?
Like, just to get back on track, find out what works for us, what doesn't work for us. Get some confidence back. You know, maybe that three from Sfi will get him some confidence back. Get Malik into the game somehow.
Yeah.
Get him, run him some ISO plays. I don't care. I don't usually like those, but get because at the beginning of the year, we're like criticizing Malik's ISO tendencies, right? Mm-hmm. He wasn't really running the offense, but you know, maybe. What happened is in practice, Bill's like, hey, we can't be doing this Kobe hero ball stuff. We're going to run our offense. Maybe we need to go back to that and let Malik just do kind of Malik stuff. Maybe we go revert back and have him try to take somebody off the bounce and score or take a random pull-up shot. Maybe that's what he's good at. Maybe he's good at that. Maybe that's just what he needs to do. Because whatever he's doing now is not working.
Yeah, that part is right. At least on the offensive side. I actually think he's trying on defense. Self wouldn't be playing him if he wasn't. Like, he's actually seems to be impacting the game a little. He's getting some rebounds. I mean, he's playing okay, I think. He's just not involved in the offense. And it's almost like he's deferring a little bit, too. And you never see him, like, actually do post-entry passes either. He's always just, like, he gets the ball and he, like, swings it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I haven't seen him do it. Like, do something. Like, he's not even getting assists or, like, I don't know. I agree. He needs to get involved. I agree with you. We just have to get back on track. And Omaha, like this Nebraska game, the one we just had, like I said, it was perfect. Like, that was a perfect game. We won the game. It was a grind game. Now they leave happy. Svi's got some confidence, as you might say. And coming out of that game, I think they feel like, all right, you know, gorilla's off our back. We can get back to this. We're going back home, play Omaha. We're going to crush them. And then we get back on the road. So, and then it's Big 12 time, man. Like, this is when it gets started. So, I hope we get Billy and Silvio for the Big 12. We've got a little bit of time, but not much time before we get that started. So, we'll see. And do you want to talk about anything else, like, about this week?
I'm leaving for a while. So, I'm going on my honeymoon for, like, 2 weeks. So, I'm not going to be able to watch any of these games until, like, man, I'm gonna miss like 5 games.
Are you really?
Pull up the schedule here. Yeah.
You wait. Are you not gonna watch them on ESPN3?
I don't know how I'm gonna do that. Maybe.
I watched games on my honeymoon.
You went to California
and Vegas.
Yeah. So let me pull up. I'm going to miss, and I can't even tell you the last time that I've missed a game, like didn't end up watching it. So I'm going to miss the Stanford game, uh-huh. The Texas game. Oh, that's it. And the Texas Tech game, I'll be back in the country. So just 2.
You're missing 2 games?
Right. I'll have to figure out how to watch that Texas Tech game, but I'll be...
Do you think your wife will mind if we do a podcast when you're in New Zealand?
If you could figure out that how to do that. So we'll have to get me caught up when I get back.
Okay. We can do the fastest, like we do like a 2-minute like rundown of like what you missed.
Okay. I like that.
We'll put some music on and I'll just update you.
All right.
On everything you missed.
All right. Hopefully it's all good stuff.
No kidding, right? We don't need any more bad news. We need all good news. Yeah. All good news. 2-0 week, and then we're going to win all of the Big 12 games. And we get
18-0.
Billy back, and we get Silvio, and I don't know, like Frank Mason has another year of eligibility that we didn't know about, so he's going to come back too. Like, we need good news.
You know what? Frank's making good money and playing well. Dude,
Frank
in
is
the
playing
NBA.
Well. Frank is playing well. Well, that Sacramento thing?
Yeah.
I didn't think
it
was
going
to be good. And it's good.
Yeah. So I think Frank's playing really well. He's getting some good minutes. He's showing that he's better than De'Aaron Fox.
Right now.
Probably won't end up being in the long run, but right now he's way better.
Yeah.
He's playing good minutes. He's, you know, making some good money. He's showing that he should get a second contract eventually. He's going to play for a good team or play for a team for a while. That being said, if they figured out that Frank could have one more year of eligibility and like somehow didn't bypass that by going to the NBA and playing, he would come back in a second. You know he would.
I think he would.
He would. He would just give it all up to come back and play 18 more games.
I want to think he would.
I think he would. Nobody else would do that, though. Like, no one else would make that choice. Frank Mason would make that choice.
Yeah, maybe Tariq Blackwood. He'd come back and play a little bit. He's talking about another guy who's playing well, or like that has done pretty well in the NBA that no one might have guessed he would still be around. Like, Thomas Robinson can't get on the floor or can't get in a team, but Tariq Black and Frank are just killing it.
Did you see Tariq Black's dunk?
I did. It was great. Insane. Insane. It's on my Twitter timeline. If someone wants to go find it, I tweeted it today. Andrew, what else do we have here before we get out of here?
I think we're going to do a couple Hey Beals.
All right. Did you prepare a hey veal this time?
I've got two.
All right, me too. That's good. Do you want me to start it?
I can go first.
Okay, whatever you want to do.
Hey veal! Have you seen that their new Star Wars? I went and saw it the other day. I just want to know who your favorite character is, because mine's Chewbacca. We need to get him on our team. He'd be good in the post. I bet he couldn't shoot free throws for darn, but he could sure rebound.
Hey, Bill, I was reading the New York Times, and they were saying something about how the Department of Defense was funding UFO studies or something or another. I thought that was interesting because I'd done seen something flying around my kitchen the other night, but it just turned out to be one of them horse flies. Anywho, hey, you think KU going to turn this thing around or what?
Hey, Bill, I got a Secret Santa at work. Here's the problem, though. That Secret Santa is a Mizzou fan, so I got an idea on what I should do. Just let me know what your thoughts are. I was thinking about buying this Secret Santa person the new Taylor Swift CD, but deleting everything on it but the first 2 minutes.
Hey, Bill, I was reading a story on The Atlantic that scientists are working
on. What? Who is this guy?
Hey, whatever, he's watching Star Wars. I was reading a story on The Atlantic that scientists are working on some technology where eels can be a powerful battery source for the propulsion of certain robots or something or another, which got me thinking about robots and how they might be taking over the Earth in our lifetime. And really, I guess, how do you think that relates to the 1-3-1 zone we were struggling to score on?
Okay. So let's break this down. Your Hey Bill characters subscribes to the New York Times and also reads the Atlantic. Who is this guy?
Well, listen, he reads it, but he doesn't really get into it. He tries to reflect it back to his normal life.
Okay. I mean, that's what they're trying to get you to do. I mean, that's
it.
Okay.
Yeah,
just that's their Hey Bill. Hey Bill.
Okay. Hey Bill. There you go. That was Hey Bill.
That was another good Hey Bill.
Another episode. Yep. Another episode of Hey Bill.
Okay, Kevin. It's time for the Christmas break secret weapon. Whatever that magic formula used to be, he needs to get out like an old dusty book, brush it off, and blow the dust off, and open it up. Like, this is what you need to do during Christmas break, like the olden days.
Hey, speaking of the olden days, two quick drops here. This one, which we never get to play because we don't lose very often. I hope we don't have to play it ever again. But this one's appropriate because you'll probably be listening to this on a Monday.
I need to get drunk and it's only Monday.
What game was that from? Do you remember that drop?
I remember it happening at the time, but I don't remember the game.
I don't remember what it was in a post game thing. I need to get drunk and it's only a Monday. I don't remember what that was from. Maybe if the listeners remember what game that was after, let me know. I don't think it wasn't the TCU game. It wasn't the YMCA game. It was, I don't know. He's done that a few times where like people joke, like the water bottle's in front of him and he says it's vodka. Like, he's done that joke a couple of times, but I can't remember what this one is from.
It's classic every time.
It is good. It's good. Listen, he's pretty good in the post game at those things, like kind of getting the sports writers to write the exact quote that he wants them to. Whenever, like, this is the softest team we've had since I've been here. Like, really? Like, you know that every single sports writer was the lead on every single article, right?
Jeff Goodwin's like, oh my gosh. I'm going to stay up all night writing an article about this. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Exactly. That's exactly what he wanted too, right? So anyway. All right, Andrew. I don't have anything else. This is a short episode, but mostly because we didn't want to recap any games where we lost.
No, we've got other things to talk about. We got plenty to talk about. This is the future, Kevin. It's the future.
We will maybe be doing a podcast before Andrew gets back. It might not have Andrew on it. I'm not sure. I don't know if we're going to do one or not. Like, maybe the people will want a podcast and we'll have a guest host.
Well, maybe put something together. It is the Christmas break. So people will be either away or doing things with their families. It probably won't be on a Sunday for you because that's like Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve. Right?
When do you get back?
The second.
That's in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
All right. We may or may not have a podcast between now and then. It's hard to say. I'll try to do something. If the people
just Skype
want a podcast,
me. Well, you can Skype me. That'll actually, I can do that. If I have Wi-Fi,
ooh,
you can Skype me from, that actually work out well.
There you go. I'm not getting up in the middle of the night to do a podcast with you though.
It's actually, okay, so you can do it. Well, it's actually not that bad. The time difference, because it's a whole day different.
Oh yeah. That's true.
It's only 5 hours, but it's like actually 5 hours plus a day.
Are you going to be in the future?
Dude, I don't ask me that question because I'm trying to figure that out in my head and I just get confused every time someone's like, so is it like yesterday there or today there? And I'm like, I can figure it out, but I'm not going to do it right now.
I really want to know.
All right. So this is what it is. It is you subtract now, 5 hours
I'm
and add
bored.
A day. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Whatever. Subtract 5 hours and add a day or add 19 hours. Either way.
I feel like that's an easier way to do it.
Whatever you want to do. You can pick.
Okay. All right. Well, will you be able to tell us if we beat Stanford and Omaha before we know?
Ooh, probably. Because I'll be...
Biff,
I won't.
Biff, will you give me the scores?
I don't think they have ESPNU in New Zealand.
What? Why not?
I don't know.
All right. Well, work on that between now and then. If we get a podcast, we'll do it. If we don't, we won't. But either way, in case we don't, have a very Merry Christmas from the Jayhawk Talk podcast. And if we do have a podcast, we'll talk to you maybe around Christmas or a little after. And if we don't, hopefully we've won all the games between now and the time we actually do have a podcast.
Love it.
We need to win all these.
Love it. All right. Merry Christmas. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Let's do it.
That's right, Andrew. Rock Chalk will catch you in the new year with a new Jayhawk Talk podcast. Until then, find us on Twitter at Jayhawk Talk. Badger Andrew at Sherlock Hoops about being in New Zealand and not watching KU basketball games like he should. He needs to get priorities straight. And as always, thank you for listening. Until next time, Rock Chalk.
That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real. Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players and did the same for the
fans. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us fearing, all them tournaments appearing, with no team that's interfering, 9 times get to cheering, with them banners held high, and the crowd going wild, night before the Final Four, you can't even sleep now, yeah we at the peak now, we can't even leap down, March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas.
with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
it's
baby.
It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks.